Today we want to look at using the detailed teacher's guide. What is a detailed teacher's guide? You know, I teach at the Colorado Bible College, and in this interaction group that we have of about 10 to 12 students, sometimes less than that, we were talking about the Discipleship Evangelism Program. And as we were talking about that program, somebody was telling about, boy, I got a lot out of Andrew's teaching, what he did on eternal life. And my mother really, she was really blessed and learned some things that she had never known before. And I said to the students, I said, this is the question, okay? This is the question. The question is, how can you teach just like Andrew and get the same kind of response in an individual that Andrew does? And somebody said, well, if we memorized and said everything Andrew said word for word, then that would work. And I said, well, yeah, that would work, but that's not very practical. Chances are that's not going to happen. So what else could you do? And one of the students said, I tell you what we could do. If you produced an outline of one of Andrew's discipleship lessons and gave it to us, then we could teach off that outline. And then my question was this, can I then, would you get the same kind of response, the same kind of action then if I give you an outline? Here's an outline. Just do it, okay? And they said, well, no, I don't think we'd sound exactly like Andrew. So I said, what else could you do? And they said, well, maybe if Andrew was a pastor and we could spend lots of time with him, we'd go over there to his house and we'd spend all day with him and all night with him and we'd see how he taught and we spent... I said, it'll never happen. If Andrew was a pastor, you're not going to be able to spend day and night with him. It'll never happen. What can you do to bring forth the points that we're trying to bring forth in the discipleship evangelism lessons and do it without getting off track and do it even if you don't have a teaching gift? Now, right down at the end of our ministry here, there's a kingdom hall. And in that kingdom hall, there's about 200 people. And I asked the students, out of those 200 people, how many people do you think are really discipling and reaching out to other people and evangelizing? And they said, well, probably 200. I said, that's exactly right. 200 out of 200 down there are discipling and evangelizing, reaching out to other people. Now, why? Why can they do it? And if we had a church here, a charismatic church, a Baptist church, or any fundamental church that we consider fundamental, out of those 200, how many are really discipling and reaching out and evangelizing? The answer is probably two or three probably out of those 200. How come down here in the Kingdom Hall there's 200 out of 200, and in our churches there's only maybe three? Somebody said, because they're motivated by works. I said, all right, they're motivated by works. There's 200 of them out there doing the work of the ministry. And we're motivated because we love Jesus. And so there's only two of us. There's only three of us. My friend, it's the method, you see. It's the method that we use. Have you ever looked at the material that people consider cults? They make it so easy that anyone can disciple regardless of whether they have a teaching gift or not. That's how I came up with this idea about a detailed teacher's guide. Now, this is the way it works. It's been proven already in 229 nations of the world, in 4,278,000 Bible studies that take people on to water baptism. It's been proven for years as people have used this same method. It's already been proven. And this is the way it works. In your outline, I've given you this one called Trusting Jesus Alone. It's a little bit too long to be using in a Bible study, but most of them we want to keep within a time frame of about 45 minutes. So this is going a little long, but Trusting Jesus Alone, if you have there in your discipleship evangelism materials there, I just want to show you how this works. Look at this. You've got a paragraph with a number or a section with a number, and then you have a question that you answer here on the bottom. You have another paragraph and then a question you answer on the bottom. You have another paragraph and a question. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Suppose you were to die tonight and you stand before God in heaven and He'd ask you, why should I let you into heaven? Then you ask the question, John, what do you think a person has to do to go to heaven? And he said, oh, I don't know, live the best you can, keep the Ten Commandments or whatever. Okay, let's read this next paragraph. According to our survey, most people say, keep the Ten Commandments, live the best you can, live a good life. And then there's a question down at the bottom, you ask it. According to our survey, what do most people say? And John says, just exactly what I said, live a good life and keep the Ten Commandments. That's right. And said, well, let's read this next paragraph, John. It is true that if we kept God's laws and commandments perfectly, both in our actions and our attitudes, we would have a righteousness that equals God's. The only problem is that no one has ever done that. There's over 613 commandments in the Old Testament and hundreds of commandments in the New Testament. And for a person to be justified by the law, that is declared righteous before God, he would have to keep the whole law and keep it perfectly without one slip. Now, John, let's go to Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. And what does the Bible say right there in that verse about us trying to be saved by our own good works? And he reads it out loud. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. My friends, you know what I did? I just read a paragraph, ask a question, read a paragraph, ask a question, read a paragraph and ask a question, and never got off of the point that I wanted to get. I always got right to that point that you're not saved by your good works, but you're saved through faith in Jesus Christ. These detailed teacher's guides have been designed that if you don't have a teaching gift, if you can't keep your points in order and you get off track, all you have to be able to do is read a paragraph, ask a question. And it will work in Russia. It'll work in Mexico. It'll work in South America. It will work in any nation of the world. It will work where they have electricity, and it'll work where they don't have electricity. You don't even have to use the video or the cassette if you don't have electricity and things like that. This can be translated in any language of the world and be used effectively to disciple people. So I really want you to key in on this discipling tool. It's a tool that's already been proven that it'll work in the nations. God bless you.